Welcome to the podcast episode with Kali Wissen. Hi, Kali. Welcome.
G'day. Thanks, Gabo.
All the way from Australia.
Yeah.
We were talking about a topic today, and I think it's a good one. It's about transporting the viewer or yourself in a way, the viewer into your subject matter. And I thought that's a really good topic, I think, to talk about. Kali, maybe you can enlighten us of how you can achieve that or some of the things that you learned over the years to help that concept.
Sure. Yep. Because I noticed that whenever you're sort of looking at a painting, the really good paintings, and that classic saying of, oh boy, it feels like I'm right there at the scene. And I think that's when the artists or yourself, we've really made that almost ideal, perfect connection with the scene. So I think what it really does require is an authenticity, color-wise, tonal value-wise, and that's where. And I think it actually mostly starts off with the sky, because just about every landscape, seascape, scene will have a particular temperature sky, light coming from a certain direction, and that's where I think it is a little bit of a danger if we sort of just have like a almost a cut and paste blue sky or pale blue sky with a little bit of yellow down the bottom as it gets closer to the horizon or something. And that's where I think our sky reflects so much of the overall scene. So that's where we need to start there first, getting that right tonal contrast. Because I find, and it sometimes is hard to go as light as we need, because you might have a bit of mud or dirt in your brush. So then that's a way that it'll make it a little darker in value. So getting that, that's why a lot of times I will do almost half, sometimes even 75% of the painting. And when I know that, it's transitioning beautifully and getting that beautiful atmospheric colors, especially in the shadows, that's when I'll drop the sky in. I used to put in a lot earlier, but I noticed time and time again, I'm running into trouble. It's dirtying, it's graying, it's going too dark. So I found we make a better decision and a more accurate decision if you put it in later or if I put it in later. And I suppose if you're having trouble sort of getting an idea, especially if you've got a whiteboard, I do tint my board just off white, you can put the thinnest little bit of blue sky. The big danger is when you put a thick paint, too much paint, that's when we cannot, or it's far harder to override that thick paint. We end up with more mud. So I think
don't be formulaic. That's kind of what you're saying. Exactly. Don't be formulaic with your sky, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And because that formula will then run through your background values. You can sometimes see a painter that uses a specific red, because I think most people will either use French ultramarine or a cobalt. There's the two main ones for overall paintings. Sometimes people will use both, but it seems to be the red. If you get too much of a sort of a formula with your reds or your colors, that's when it really does start the problem. And then ultimately, we do need to make sure we get some of those local colors. So if it is a bit of a desert scene or a grass scene, say a wheat field or just rolling hills, we do then need to get those hills that particular green. Or if it's a deserty type scene, where I always sort of go to a desert, because you can have most beaches are pretty close to the same beachy color, that yellow ochre off sort of creamy color, but deserts can be cream and all that. So we then need to start that transitioning from the background hills, mountains, wherever the horizon line is, through to the foreground. And of course, then really nailing our focal points. And that's how we do really sort of finish the overall effect off. But it is getting definitely the right local colors. And I rarely like to talk about color, but this is where I will normally make up my mind. Okay, this is a particular temperature scene, so I've got to make sure I am getting enough alternating color to make sure that it's not all sort of too yellow or too green, or too pinky colors. Yeah, so it's getting some of those accuracies, but it definitely, I put it right back to the sky being the right temperature. And even with an interior, if you've got a window open, or you're looking out the window, there's always reflected light coming in. So that's where the sky is still playing part of an interior as well. So, and we don't always have a bit of sky showing in an interior, but it, knowing what temperature the sky is does resonate all the way through. So,
so it's observing.
Well, truly, yeah.
You got to observe. It's not, that's, the sky is not blue all the time and the grass is not green kind of concept.
So true, yeah. And especially, yeah, actually, I think that's even more apparent. Australia, especially Queensland, we're like Florida, we call the Sunshine State. So we have, and you probably get a lot more blue sky days. But if I take a quick look out the window, you know what, a little bit of cloud has come in, and that can affect, that little bit of cloud coming in can affect, if it's a thin cloud, that can drop the sun's, because ultimately it's the sun's influence on the scene that's creating the color, the light, the effect. So, and that's where overall working outside definitely does help. It's not absolutely crucial, but boy, it does teach you to see and to get that subtlety that's required. So it's a great subject actually. And as I always like to say, if you can hold a viewer for 3 seconds, their attention, you'll have them for a lifetime. So, and I think this is what rings true.
Easier said than done.
So true. It's the eternal search.
I know, that's what I was going to say. It's always the hunt, you know, to
And I think that's the fun part with art. It's that tinkering away at it. You're always trying to do a better painting, your best painting, something different, something new. Yeah, that is the awesome part of it, is it's that does open up so much room for the individual to really play with and experiment with and have fun with.
It is endless and fun, and I'm sure we can have many podcasts about this topic, but so thank you, Kali. I want to let everyone know that you have an online course coming up in July. Actually July 7th, we're in 2022 right now. If you're listening, you could have maybe you might be listening after after the 7th of July, 2022, but, Kali has a course, an online course. It's a 365 day online course where you get actual feedback, from Kali for a full year and all these pre-recorded videos, that comes with the course. And then you have a full Facebook, community, private community where Kali helps you with any kind of issues that you may have, visually, or a lot of it is visual, obviously. You upload images and he'll give you feedback on those. It's coming up July 7th, 2022. Just want to remind you, if you're listening to this podcast beforehand, and if you missed it, we do have one coming in the fall also. So we have a spring, summer, and fall, and that's that one is a November opening, the next one. So I just want to thank you, Kali, first of all, for giving
pleasure.
Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. And we'll see you at the next podcast episode. Take care. Bye.
Thanks.